Welcome to our podcast where we explore the fascinating world of business and its impact on our everyday lives, all in the English language. In the latest news on Qantas boss Alan Joyce, he has taken the unexpected step of exiting the company 2 months earlier than planned, amidst various controversies surrounding his leadership. His focus on profit-making, while advantageous for shareholders, has stirred up dissatisfaction amongst passengers, thereby creating a difficult environment for the airline. Despite his fiscal achievements, Joyce's passenger-centric approach has frequently sparked antagonism from travelers. Now, with his premature departure, Qantas is confronted with the rebuilding of trust while also addressing customer concerns. Adding fuel to the ongoing controversies, Joyce is set to receive a golden handshake of $24 million, a significant financial benefit, which has sparked a debate on executive compensation and accountability. This was a short coverage of the Qantas CEO Alan Joyce situation. Stay tuned for additional updates and analysis. Switching over to UK automobile sales, there has been a noticed growth. However, shoppers are grappling with what's termed as skimpflation. This aspect refers to escalating costs of goods and services, while the quantity or quality sees a reduction. Due to this, consumers are up against high prices, but without receiving equivalent value for their money. South Africa's largest retailer, Shoprite, is facing major challenges due to ongoing power supply issues, spending a massive $3.5 million daily to combat load shedding. The country's power concerns have caused Shoprite's diesel costs to soar by over 470%. Despite this, the company has allocated a formidable R1.3 billion to ensure its operations can persevere through the incessant power outages. In the face of these challenges, Shoprite released an impressive 2023 financial report showing remarkable sales growth. The company recorded an awe-inspiring $215 billion total sales for the financial year, demonstrating its resilience and prowess in navigating the current economic climate. Additionally, Shoprite declared a final dividend of 415 cents, presenting an optimistic future for its shareholders. These financial accomplishments exemplify Shoprite's determination to surmount hurdles and continue delivering quality products and services to its customers. Remaining committed to maintaining operations amidst load shedding, Shoprite continues to be a formidable player in South Africa's retail industry. Thank you for tuning into our business podcast, where we explore the latest trends, insights, and strategies to help you thrive in the ever-evolving world of commerce.